I was sexually abused.
I was raped.
I started using drugs at the age of 15.
I was molested as a child.
I was an alcoholic.
I tried meth for the first time at 12.
I was a compulsive alcoholic.
I lost my kidney smoking crack.
Hi, welcome to Her Addiction Podcast. This is Pastor Rachel Young. I just wanted to share a testimony of God's love with y'all today, and just I pray that it will build you up and cause you to just enter into His love and care for you and for the world and for all your concerns that can possibly be weighing on your heart, and just reassure and reaffirm that God is good, and that He's slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and that His desire is that none would perish. That includes you, and that includes those that you love, and those that God puts upon your heart to pray for. We all may find ourselves in different situations. Some of you may find yourself in the midst of a struggle, maybe with addiction or fear or worthlessness or worry or lack. Some of you may have experienced God's mighty hand in your life and maybe in a place where you're just on the mountaintop and everything's wonderful. Some of you may just be in the middle where you've experienced the great mercy and love of God, but you're just contending right now for people that you love, and maybe there are situations in your life that need breakthrough. Where you feel like you need to step into a new perspective and a new fresh awareness and revelation of God's love. I mean, obviously, even when we are on that mountaintop, it's time to hunker down and, you know, go and reach again for God and believe again for even more, and just to be able to bring glory to His name and experience His love and just be a light in our world, because there's so many people that are hurting and destitute. And sometimes when we look around, we may get overwhelmed and frustrated or just brokenhearted, because maybe we have people we're believing for that just seem to be stuck and that seem to be missing it, and they don't even see. So anyways, I work at Mary Song, so I'm constantly encountering both stories of tragedy, and at the same time seeing God's great hand and His great love and His miraculous power performing miracles and just doing deep works in His once wayward daughters. It's pretty powerful. That's the work that He's done in me and continues to do in me. But I'm still believing for that same grace to be made manifest in a visual way in the salvation of people that I love, that I'm praying for, that you know, they haven't, it hasn't happened yet. So the Lord says that those who wait upon Him, that he will renew our strength and will mount on wings as eagles. Ooh. And that to not grow weary in well-doing, that in due season we'll reap. Because no matter what things look like, His nature and His power and His love and His ability to do beyond we could ever ask or imagine or think is not conditional on what we see. It is something that is unchangeable. He is King and Lord and Savior and magnificent and omnipresent and omnipotent and actively involved in every moment. And He has a masterful and beautiful and wonderful plan. So, in saying all that, I have this testimony. I'm very emotional about it because it really just ministered to me. And it may sound silly, but you know, God, when Jesus was on the earth, He spoke in parables and He spoke through nature, and He spoke through different experiences to minister to his people, and he still does that. And so a couple days ago, well, let me backtrack. A couple years ago, I had this raggedy old possum that showed up at my house, and I literally fell in love with him. He was blind and deaf and walked in circles, and I was like, he would show up at my house during the day, every day, and I would feed him organic bananas and Evian water and some of my rotisserie chicken, organic from Whole Foods. And on occasion, when I'd find that I've gotten myself a steak, I would give him some of that. And he was stayed around for a couple months in his little latter years. And I was just able to like heap love on him. And it really, really blessed me because I just had this sense that apart from the provision that I was giving him, that his life would have been considerably more difficult. And to be able to have, be able to give him relief and love, just really like a bless me more than I could ever express, because I liken that to myself and God and how he found me in a state of just utter hopelessness and depravity and brokenness and grossness and just really needy. And if he would not have stepped in, it would have not worked out so well for me. But he did. So that little possum guy stayed with me for a couple months, and then he ended up just passing away. You know, I think it was just an easy, he just died of old age, and I was able to bury him, and that was that. But on occasion, I just think about him, and I miss him, and I just am super thankful because it has a really deep meaning for me. So anyways, a couple days ago, a little raggedy, skinny, old, decrepit little possum showed up at Victory and by Mary Song. And Pastor Paris, also being an animal lover and knowing that I love animals and possums, sent me a video of him. And he was all wet and skinny. And I was like, oh my goodness, poor little guy, you know. And I was like, hey, you think I can feed him if I run into him? You know, like meet him. And, you know, she's like, of course, like, we don't want to put a ton of food out, obviously, and have the whole neighborhood come. But, you know, this little particular guy, if I could just, if I ran into him, if I could feed him and just, and she was like, of course, you know. So yesterday morning I was in prayer and I was praying and interceding and I really felt the presence of the Lord. And I started thinking about the little possum that I had seen in the video the night before. And I really petitioned the Lord with my heart, and I asked him, like, really seriously, like, God, I would really like to meet him, and if you would allow me to be able to feed him and care for him in his latter days, I would really, really like that. And so, anyways, that evening, yesterday evening, and I decided I was going to name him Junior. Because he reminded me of Joe. So he was going to be Joe Jr. and in short, just Junior. Oh my gosh. So anyways, sorry. Oh my gosh. So at the end of the day last night, I was there later than I should have been because I was dealing with some things. And Pastor Paris had come by to pick something up. And she was leaving to head to the front. And she texted me, I see one by the dumpster. And I was like, oh my gosh, is it him? And then she texted me back. She was like, it is him. Come bring something. So I had some really ripe little baby bananas in my office. So I ran over to the dumpster. And sure enough, it was Junior. And I was like, oh my gosh, Lord. I just love you. So I peeled the bananas, and I just literally walked right up to him because he's super old. And when they get old like that, they get deaf. They go deaf and blind. And so I was able to just move super right up to him and put the banana right by his little mouth. And then I stepped away, and he ate it. And then I ran back to the center and got him some tuna fish because that's all we had, and some Evian. Anyways, I brought it to him and fed him and stepped back, and he was just eating away. Bless his little heart, and just blessed me so much to see him getting a little full belly. And then he got up and kind of started walking in circles, and then every now and then he would literally just almost look like he was taking a nap. Like, he would just sit down and, like, close his eyes and kind of zone out for, like, 10 seconds. Then he'd pop right back up and move again. And then he walked into some high grass and just passed out. Went to sleep, took a nap. And so I went back to and finished up work. Was there probably for another hour. And then I checked on him before I left. And he was up against the fence in the high grass, sprawled out, just sleeping away. And I was like, bless his little heart, he's got a full little belly, you know. So I came home, and I woke up this morning, and I started thinking about him again when I was in prayer, and I just thanked the Lord again for him. And I'm going to read you my journal entry this morning. And it says, "Good morning, Lord. I prayed yesterday that you would bring Junior, the raggedy old decrepit possum, at Victory to me so I could feed him and care for him in his latter days. And you did. I literally know it was you. And I just think it is not, I just think it is so awesome. It is not insignificant to me that you would answer a prayer that has no bearing on the salvation of the world, except that it ignites my faith in your ability and desire to show me that you not only hear my heartfelt prayers, but that you desire and intend to answer them for the glory of your name and the joy of my heart." So I prayed this silly old prayer about this possum, you know what I mean? Ooh. That God would grant me this the opportunity to just love on him for the remainder of his little life. And he did. And it really just ministered to me that God truly does desire to give us the desires of our heart, to answer our prayers, that he hears our prayers. And him answering that little prayer, even though it didn't have a direct effect on any souls being saved, it reignited and inflamed my faith that in something so insignificant that God would hear me and just want to bless me and love me. So how much more when I pray those heartfelt, passionate, tearful prayers for my loved ones and family members for their salvation, how much more does God desire to answer them? He desires that none would perish. And he even loves that raggedy old decrepit possum. How much more his blood-bought children, the people that he gave his life for, that he poured out his blood to save, how much more? And to bless us to be a part of that redemption plan by engaging our hearts to pray and then answering them so that we could see them fulfilled and see people saved. I was like, Lord, wow. Like, what more can we say but wow, Lord? Like, you care and love and concern for your people. And that nothing goes unnoticed, nothing passes by you, that those prayers that we pray are stored up in heaven, you know, and poured out. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. So I just want you to enter into that, to draw near to God, to begin to seek his face, to seek his presence, to seek relationship with him, to cultivate that relationship with him where you can pour your heart out and petition him. He's a great intercessor, and he's praying in heaven right now, moving and holding the world in its place and keeping the planets in orbit and all the millions of galaxies and billions and trillions of stars and feeding all the animals and taking care of his people. So much so that even a little old raggedy possum in Metairie, Louisiana, probably in the last few days of his life, that he would send him to me to bless the possum and to bless me. You know, and as I was praying, I was like, Lord, you know, help me to be that person for your people, that you can send those that are hurting, those that are destitute, those that are at the end of the line, that you would be able to send them to me because I'm going to feed them. Lord, like, prepare me to be that way for your people, to have that burden on my heart to pray for them and to be available for you to use to be your hands and your feet. He didn't need me to feed that possum. He could feed that possum without me. But he put a desire in my heart to want to feed the possum and then brought the possum to me to feed. So the possum got fed and cared for, and I got blessed and he got glorified. So I just want you to believe for your family, believe for yourself, believe. God's so big. He's so merciful. He's slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. Claim and stand on his word and his promises for you and for your family and for all of his wayward children, that you would ask God to put you in a place where you can be used to be his hands and his feet and his heart. Because really, that's what we're created for. And it brings glory to his name. And in doing that, it causes us to be a joyful, thankful, and grateful, and happy and people. So I want to read this scripture in Romans 5. The Passion Translation, verse 8. But Christ proved his passionate love for us by dying in our place, that while we were still lost, that by dying in our place while we were still lost and ungodly. And there is still much more to say of his unfailing love for us. For through the blood of Jesus, we have heard the powerful declaration, you are now righteous in my sight. And because of the sacrifice of Jesus, you will never experience the wrath of God. So if we were still enemies, God fully reconciled us to himself through the death of his son. Then something greater than friendship is ours. Now that we are at peace with God, and because we share in his resurrection life, how much more will we be rescued from sin's dominion? And even more than that, we overflow with triumphal joy in our new relationship of living reconciled to God, all because of Jesus. So God sent Jesus to reconcile us back into relationship with him, that we would be able to overcome sin and death and the grave, and then be able to be used by God to minister that love that we have received to other people that he puts in our path. So I hope that blessed you, and I just want to give you the opportunity, if you don't know the Lord or if you're far away, and let's just pray together, and we can just ask him to draw close. Father God, I just thank you, Jesus. Lord, we open our hearts to you, God, and we just ask you to come in power and invade our lives. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you died on the cross to save us. Lord, when we were in sin, you died for us, Father God, that we could be raised to newness of life in you. As you have forgiven all of our sins, Father God, we accept you as our Lord and Savior. And I thank you, God, that just as you died and were buried, as we accept you as our Lord and Savior, our old man is dead and buried. And as you rose to newness of life, God, we rise to newness of life with you. God, thank you. Fill us. Lord, lead us, guide us. Put a hunger and thirst in our hearts for your word and for your truth, Lord. And I just pray that anyone listening, God, that they would accept you in their heart, God, accept your forgiveness and run after you with their whole heart for all of their life. Lord, help them to get connected in a body and seek you out in your word and in worship and in prayer, Father God. And I just ask you to bless them. Lord, touch them, ignite them, cleanse them, redeem them, sanctify them, deliver them, and make them whole. Fill them with the Holy Spirit, your Spirit, the Spirit of God, that will strengthen and empower them to run after you with all of their heart and all of their mind and all of their strength for all of their days. And me, myself included, Lord, I thank you, God, and we just give you glory and praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So I hope that encouraged you, and I just want to let you know once again that Jesus loves you and has an amazing plan for your life. Have a blessed day. Okay, bye-bye.
I am redeemed.
I've been set free, and he who the Son sets free is free indeed.
Now I have hope in the future.
I am a child of God.
I'm loved.
I'm fearfully and wonderfully made.
I am more than a conqueror by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony.